Had a great time. We flew up Sunday right after church. I mean, no lie. We left everything, jumped in a vehicle, and had to get there by 2. So, you guys know, we're flying out of Tampa. So, it's a crazy thing. And I just got a couple little funny stories to tell you about the pastor real quick before we start this. Now, he's not here, so I can do this. He, as you guys know, he's a little neurotic sometimes. Well, we get there. We had a layover in Dallas-Fort Worth. We get to Colorado. We haven't even checked into the room yet. And I'm sorry, it's making me laugh just thinking about it, and I wasn't even there. So he leaves me and Mitch at a pizza place. We're going to order pizza while he checks in. So he's checking in, and this guy, this man and wife, I'm sorry, they walk into the lobby, and Gary's tired, and he thinks they're dressed up as Abe Lincoln and his wife. So he walks up to them, and by the way, they're Amish. So he walks up to them, and he looks at him and goes, "Well, look at y'all." And I guess they basically looked at him like, "I don't know, I'm sorry." I mean, they just, but that's a Gary story. So after he started saying this, he's going, "Oh no, they're Amish." But he still says it, so it's funny. So, Monday, any of you that have known Gary for a while know that he is a trash picker. Ooh, there's something on the side of the road. He'll pull over, pick it up. A towel. I mean, that's gross. But anyway, so he and I go up on, there's a ski lift. And it goes on, well, there's tons of ski lifts in Colorado. So there's a ski lift, and it's going to an area called Beaver Creek. And we're going up the ski lift. And he's looking down. And he does this thing called frisbee golf. And these little frisbees, I guess, are really expensive, 10, 15, 20 bucks each. So we go to Sports Authority before we go up there, and we're going to go play some frisbee golf on the top of this mountain. So we're going up, and he looks down, he goes, "There's a frisbee." And I mean, we're 11,000 feet. We're way up. So he looks down and sees a frisbee, and he sees other things. He sees a towel. He sees a sippy cup. He sees all these different things. And he goes, "Roger, I'm going to walk down this hill." I'm like, okay, because he has a bad back. So I'm like, "Okay, are you just going to," because this is about a third of the way down. I said, "Are you going to walk back up?" He goes, "Yeah." So, no. I make my round. He gets off, and he walks down the hill. I come and I film. We'll put this on YouTube so you guys can see his silliness. But he's walking down, and I'm filming, and he's showing me all these things. He's finding hats and stuff, and I'm like, "These are things people have wore and put in their mouth," and he's picking them up. So he proceeds, he walks down the entire mountain. I did the ski lift like 3 times and just went down and waited for him. So I just want you guys to know, our pastor's insane. I love him. He's fun. He's energetic, but he's insane. But other than that, I had a blessed time. And for the first 10 minutes before he even gets to the sermon, he and Mitch decided to do some hymns for you guys, some classic. A lot of you guys haven't heard them sing together in a few years, and it's beautiful. We're driving along. I'm going to even get emotional telling you this. But we're driving along, and we're in this beautiful valley that God created. And Mitch is instigating these songs, classic hymns, and he's just bringing them up and bringing them up. And they're singing them in the front seat. And I'm looking at these sights, and it's getting me. I mean, it is so emotional just hearing father and son sing beautifully with the beautiful sights around. So what we're about to see here, I'm going to come back in after the singing and just introduce the video real quick. But for the next 10 minutes, I want you guys to hear Pastor Gary and Mitch just bless you guys. And they wanted to do this for you guys because they love you. lights.
To be here in Colorado again, especially with my son Mitch. We're sitting here at the Green Mountain Reservoir in a little town called Heaney. It's an out-of-the-way place, and dropped the beginning of the Rockies behind us. It's just a beautiful day. And we've been riding down the road. We've been singing some. You know, we thought we'd stop by the road and just sing a song. And the song we sang many years ago when Mitch was younger. Been a good trip. I'd share it with you. Go ahead, Nate. Why don't you try to start? See how we do. Come on.
Everyone knows you as a man of honor. I am glad to know you simply as a friend. You have always taken time to be my father. And I'll be standing by you in the end. I will never put you on a pedestal. I thank the Lord for everything you do. And I'll be there to pray for you, for the ones you love. I believe that He will finish all He started in you. I will be an open door that you can count on. Anywhere you are, anywhere you've been. And I will be an honest heart you can depend on. I will be a faithful friend. And I am one of many whose path has been made clearer by the light you've carried faithfully as a warrior and a child. God has used you greatly to encourage and inspire. You've remained my true friend all the while. But I will never put you on a pedestal, 'cause we both know all the glory is the Lord's. And I'll be there to pray that He will keep you by His grace. And I always will remind you, son, keep seeking His face. And I will be an open door that you can count on. Anywhere you are, anywhere you've been, and I will be an honest heart you can depend on. I will be a faithful friend. Should it ever come your time to mourn, I will weep with you. And every single time you win, I'm celebrating too. I will celebrate with you. And I will be an open door that you can count on. Anywhere you are, anywhere you've been. And I will be an honest heart you can depend on. I will be a faithful friend. And I will be a faithful.
Bless you, man. Thank you for singing with me. Coming to Colorado with me. Hey, thank y'all too. Coming to Colorado with us. We love you. Hey, one of the things that Mitch and I have been doing on this trip, and been having a great time, is we've been in the car, actually a little SUV, trapping all over Colorado. We've just been singing songs. Really, a lot of them are from his childhood. And we just thought we'd sing a couple of them. Here's one. Oh, Lord my God,
when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds my hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Hey, you can't beat that song. That's a great song, man. You know what I mean? Hey, and another one, which was, you know, my mama, your grandma's favorite song.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
Wow, what a song that is. Amazing Grace. Then another song that you used to play the piano to this one, and you really liked it. I liked it too. Not quite as familiar. Go something like this, if I can remember it. Here we go.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love, at the impulse of thy love.
Then we're going to raise it a key.
And slow it down.
Here we go.
Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Always only for my King.
I'll tell you what, there's bugs everywhere. Hey, it's fun. How about this one? How about this one? Got to get it up high enough. Okay? Here we go. No, not one. There's not a friend. Got it?
Yeah.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. And none else could heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. And Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he will guide till the day is done. And there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Well, no, not one. No, not one.
What a great song that is. Hey, it's funny. You mentioned this one right down the road. About heaven. Wow, ants are everywhere. I'm going to stand up. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Colorado's a nice place. You sit on the rock, get the ants all over you. How about that? How about this? Another song, I moved because ants was all over me. Now, wouldn't that Mitchell happen? I'm terrible, ain't I?
There's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Sing that with us, church. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. I don't know if we got time for all these or not, but one last one. That's a song I sang, written by a man up in the hills of North Carolina. Beulah Land. Great song about heaven. And I get out here looking at this country here at in Colorado, and I tell you what makes me think of heaven. Ooh, let's see if we can do that.
Don't fall down the cliff.
But don't fall down the cliff, because there's a cliff right behind us, ain't there, Raj? Okay. Well, I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. Well, no sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time it won't matter anymore. It's called Beulah Land. I'm longing for like this. Beulah Land, I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand, and there my home shall be eternal. Time out. How about you, Bubba?
So far,
man,
so good.
I love you, brothers.
Great.
Hey, man, glad to see you. Having you with me again out here. And this has been a special treat for me, traveling these old mountain roads and being able to sing with my son. Hey, God bless you, man. We love you.
So what'd you all think of that? Good stuff, huh? All right, we're going to get to the message now. As you can see, it was windy. We went to the top of the pass, and it was a little bit crazy up there. So what you saw there is we found this little area off the side of the road, but it's still that he's sitting literally on a cliff. And but it was beautiful. It was a beautiful sight. You see the pines behind. There's a little tree if you look to the left. That's called an aspen tree. And that's where the name Aspen comes from. But it's just beautiful. So here's the message, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Snap pictures. Bye.
Bullwinkle.
Rocky.
Thank you.
Mitchell wanted to hike over to that lake. It takes 3 days.
Hey, Fellowship Church, my God is amazing. Here we are on the top of the Rocky Mountains on Trail Ridge Road, and you can't get any higher than this, man. Look at that. Incredible. My God is amazing. Say that with me. My God is amazing. A great verse. Come on, let's say it together. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Say that with me. One of the greatest verses in the Bible. Come on. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. My God is amazing. This message today, I want you to be inspired. I want you to praise God. I want you to know that God is an incredible God. God loves you. God loves me. And we're going to explore that today in the message, My God is Amazing. Hey, our God is amazing. Psalm 34:8 says, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Why don't you say that verse with me? Oh, it's a verse you've heard me say often, but I want us to get it down. Say it with me. Come on. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Our God is amazing. Can you look at somebody? I know I'm crazy. Look at somebody and say it. Our God is amazing. He's an incredible creator. Okay? He's an incredible creator. That's what I'm struck by when I come out here. I want to talk to you just a little bit about that. I want you to think with me about the sun. The sun. The sun's color. Does that matter? Well, sure it does. Because God's a great God and He's amazing. I just want to give you a few facts about the sun. And I'm going to do that for a little bit. You'll be fine. We'll make it. The sun's color. Photosynthesis releases oxygen for us to breathe. Now listen to this. If the color of the sun were redder, photosynthetic response would be insufficient, preventing life. Did you know if the color of the sun were bluer, photosynthetic response would be insufficient, preventing life? Let's talk about the sun's distance. If the sun were further away, the earth would be too cold for stable water cycles, preventing life. If the sun were closer, the earth would be too hot for stable water cycles, preventing life. Are you hearing something here? I'm hearing our God's pretty amazing. The sun's light. If the sun's light rays were less intense, a runaway ice age would exist. And you know what that would do? Preventing life. If the sun's rays were more intense, a runaway greenhouse effect would exist. And you know what that would do? Preventing life. You know what that's telling me? You know what I'm saying? Our God's amazing. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Hey, when we talk about the sun, let me talk about the moon just a minute. All right? The moon. Gravitational interaction with the moon. If the interaction of the moon were greater, tidal effects on oceans, atmospheres, and rotational period would produce catastrophic tidal waves on the earth, preventing life. If this interaction were less, orbital incline or slope would cause climatic instabilities and thus the seasons of the year would not exist, preventing life. Are you hearing me, church? Our God is an amazing God. Come on, say it with me. Our God is amazing. The earth. Let's talk about the earth. So we did the sun, the moon, the earth. The axial tilt of the earth. Say that with me. The axial tilt of the earth. The axial tilt of the earth is 23.5%. And if that 23.5% tilt of the earth did not exist, temperature differences for seasons would be so extreme, it would prevent life. We don't even think about stuff like this, do we? Nah, I don't. The Earth's crust. Did you know if the Earth's crust were thicker, too much oxygen would be transferred from the atmosphere to the crust, resulting in not enough oxygen and therefore preventing life. if it were thinner. Volcanic and tectonic activity would be too much, resulting in ash in the atmosphere. Tidal waves and earthquakes would happen, preventing life. The Earth's atmosphere, if water vapor levels in our atmosphere were greater, a runaway greenhouse effect again would develop, preventing life. If water vapor levels in our atmosphere were less, rainfall would be too little, causing terrible droughts, preventing life. Am I going crazy on you? The Earth's oceans. Did you know 71% of the Earth is covered in water? Say that with me. 71% of the Earth's surface is covered in water. Did you hear me? The Earth is the only planet in which water can exist as a liquid on the surface. And guess what? Since it does that, it permits life. Isn't our God amazing? The heat capacity of the oceans keep the Earth's temperature at a stable level, permitting life. You know, I know that was a little crazy today, and you say, well, Clark, you're out there in the Colorado mountains, and you're talking about God and all this science stuff, and, you know, it's just, I get out here, and I just think about how amazing God is. And I wanted you to just see that a little bit. Now, I'm going to go a little farther. Now, look at that thing right there. One typical human cell contains several billion molecules. Say billion. Proteins, DNA, RNA, arranged perfectly in a design to sustain the cell for life. Now, look at that. Look at the brain. Look at the brain. You see it right there? The human brain has 12 billion cells, and perhaps the most complex and orderly arrangement of matter in the entire universe. All right, our bodies have more than 12 million nerve cells that are linked, listen to this figure, to each other by more than 10 million connections. What's all that saying to me? I know some of you, you're just like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can take it anymore. That's what I'm saying. Our God is amazing. Our God is amazing. Now, some folks that lived long before you and me, some pretty smart folks, got some quotes from them. In the absence of any other proof, the thumb alone would convince me of God's existence. Who said that? Sir Isaac Newton. I am religiously bound not to alter one jot or tittle of what God, of what hath pleased God to write down in nature. Kepler. The more I study, the more I'm amazed at the Creator. Louis Pasteur. This most beautiful system of sun, planets, and comets could only proceed from the counsel and dominion of an intelligent and powerful being. This being governs all things, not as the soul of the world, but Lord over all. Sir Isaac Newton again. And this is a quote we came across, and this is a Scottish physician, Dr. James Simpson. He said, you know what my greatest discovery was? He said it wasn't chloroform. It was to discover that I'm a sinner and that I can be saved by the grace of God. Our God's amazing. I mean, whether we're talking about the sun or the moon or the earth or the oceans or our atmosphere or cells or the brain or the intricacies of the body, still the most amazing thing is that God loves me. He loves me. He loved me first. I matter to Him. He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, to die in my place, raised Him from the dead, so that I could have everlasting life. The grace of God. Oh, wow. It's amazing. Our God is an amazing God. Listen to me. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Deep down inside my heart, and don't think I'm done yet. I'm not done yet. Deep down inside my heart, but I am getting little bugs all over me. I'm right out here on the side of a mountain. I don't know if you can tell me. I'm hanging on to a rock here, okay? These little bugs and ants are getting me, but it's all right. Come on. Deep down inside my heart, listen to me. I know God is amazing. Deep down inside of me, I know that. God is an amazing God. God is right. God is proper. He's fitting and specific, and everything works together for good. God is kind. He's a gracious God. He's compassionate. He's a giving God. God is beneficial. He's a blessing to me. This is who God is. God is purposeful. He is valuable to me. He matters to me. God is meaningful. He is worthy. My God is. I've tasted and I've seen, and every time I come out here to these incredible Rocky Mountains, I once again get overwhelmed with the incredible wonderful God that I serve. Are you hearing me? I am blessed, guys, because I put my trust in Him. As a hellraiser back in Rockingham, North Carolina, I'm going to tell you something right now. Gary Clark, two R's, get it spelled right. Come on now. My life has been blessed because of my trust in the Lord. God is an amazing God. You know what Psalm 34:6 says, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles. Come on now, say that with me. You know you like that. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles. Oh, I'll tell you something right now. Our God's an amazing God. Are you feeling it? I hope you are, church. Psalm 34:1. I want to just very quickly just say a few things. We've been talking about Psalm 34:8. That's old taste and see the Lord is good. And then Psalm 34:6, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles. Well, I'll just back up a little bit and look at Psalm 34:1. What am I doing? I just want to encourage you to praise the Lord, to bless the Lord, to know that God, your God, my God, is an amazing God. Our God is amazing. Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be upon my mouth. Hey, I'm gonna encourage you, bless the Lord at all times. Keep praise. Listen to me. Keep praise always right here. Look at right here. Right in the tongue. Right there. Keep praise always in your mouth. Okay? Come on. My soul, verse 2 says, makes her boast in the Lord. The humble hear, therefore, and are glad. Brag on the Lord. Brag on the Lord. Brag on the Lord. You know, I come out here, but I tell you what, I ain't got any problem doing it in Englewood either. God's blessed us no matter where we are. God's amazing, isn't He? Sure He is. Brag on the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Let's say that one. Come on. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Come on. I'm going to ask Roger and everybody if you were saying it. Here we go. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Magnify the Lord. Exalt the Lord. Why? Why? Because our God's amazing. Did you hear me say? Our God is an amazing God. I just love all these verses, guys. Look at Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears. Isn't God an amazing God? I want you to think in your own life, struggle, trouble, when you've been afraid, when you know how you're going to make it. Listen, I sought the Lord, He heard me. He delivered me from all my fears. Our God is amazing, isn't He? Seek the Lord. Say that with me. Seek the Lord. Know that He hears you. Know that He hears you. My God loves me. My God will never leave me nor forsake me. And matter of fact, the Bible tells me so clearly that my Lord Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and He ever lives to make intercession for me. Seek Him. Know that He hears you. Know that He delivers you from your fears. Know you can trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Our God is amazing. Psalm 34:5, they looked unto Him and were lightened. I'm almost done, but hang in here. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Look to the Lord. Look to the Lord. Our God's amazing. You certainly don't need to be ashamed of Him. And listen, show it on your face. Show it on your face. Show it on your face that you know that you serve a mighty God. You serve an awesome God. Your God, my God, our God is an amazing God. Say it with me. Our God is what? Amazing. This poor man cried. This one right here. This one right here. This one right here. This, wait a minute. This one? Yeah, me. Here I am. Come on. This poor man cried. And the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles. Hey, I know what it's like to be in a pit. I know what it's like to be hurt. I'm going to tell you something today. I'm on the mountain. You know why? Because the Lord delivered me. The Lord heard me. He heard my cry. He's a great God. He's an amazing God. He loves you today. Are you hearing me? I hope you're hearing me. Come on, say it with me. Can you say it loud? Can you say it loud? Say it with me. Bless the Lord at all times. Keep praise continually in your mouth. Brag on the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Exalt the Lord. Seek the Lord. Know He hears you. Know He delivers you from your fears. Look to the Lord and show it on your face. Listen, why? Because our God's amazing. Listen, oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Did you get it today? I mean, it's not a long message. It's not too complicated, is it? In a nutshell, listen to me. Our God is amazing. Hey, I just want you to know, I'll take these last couple of minutes just to tell you another amazing thing about God is how He's worked in you. How He's worked in you to love me, to encourage me, to bless me, to carry me, to pray for me. You know, and when I'm away like I am today, you know, it just makes me, it gives me that opportunity to reflect of how much I appreciate you. And I want you to know that today, that I love you and that I give God all the credit for your love. God is working through you and God is blessing others through you. And one of the number one people He's blessing through you is me. And you know what my heart says? My God is amazing. There He goes again. Blessing. Hey, be encouraged today. Be encouraged today. Let's say it one more time. Our God is amazing. Hey, I want you to go ahead and stand on up with me, would you? And though I'm in Colorado today, I still want to close with a word of prayer. I spent time today on talking to you that our God is amazing. But I wouldn't want to let this opportunity pass today without giving you the opportunity to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's the greatest thing. that could ever be done, that God would love you, God would love me, and give His own Son for us so that we could have life. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. I'd like to lead you in a prayer like that. It's something we do all the time here at Fellowship. It's really the main thing. And all of us today are going to say that prayer with you. If you're here today and you don't know if when you die you'd go to be with Jesus, you'd go to heaven, listen, don't let another day pass. Put your faith in Christ today. Know He loves you today. He's an amazing God. Would you pray with me? If you're ready to do that, now you need to be sincere. That's the bottom line. If you mean it, let me tell you something. He's going to hear your prayer. Let's pray together. Can we do that? Everybody bowing their head and praying with me. Would you do it right now? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, I know I've sinned. And I admit that, Lord. I own that. And I ask for your forgiveness. And Lord, I want you to know that I do think you're amazing. And I want you to know that I believe in you. I believe you died on the cross. I believe you rose from the dead. I believe that you love me. I think your love is amazing. I don't understand it all, Lord. But best I know how, I'm putting my faith and trust in you, Lord. Come into my heart and live. And hey, guys, with that head still bowed there today, and not to embarrass you, but how many today would lift that hand up high and say, Pastor Gary, I said that prayer today and I needed to say that prayer. I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart today and I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed to say that. He's an amazing God. And I did that today. Can I just see your hand up all around? And I'm trusting God there's many of you today that lifted that hand, put your faith in Christ today. I want you to know something. You're loved today. You're loved by God, and you're loved by Fellowship Church, and you're loved by me today. Did you hear me? And I want to be a blessing to you, and I encourage you. Hey, listen. Hey, you come back again. We want our chance to help you and to love on you. Thank you so much for being here today. Amen. Hey, I'm going to ask somebody right now. I know he's been busy, but I'm going to ask Roger the Dodger Johnson. He's going to come up. He's going to stand up right there. He's on the trip with me, did all the camera footage and everything. He's going to come and lead you now in just a closing word of prayer. Thank you so much. God bless you. Let's give the Lord some praise. Can you do that with me? Come on and praise the Lord with me today. Amen. Thank you so much. Hey, Roger's coming right now. God bless you. See you soon.
What'd you guys think? Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity using technology to actually preach a message from thousands of miles away, Lord. Lord, thank you for the word that you gave us. Thank you for the fact that you're amazing, that everything around us just shows your glory and your grace, Lord. Thank you for that. Lord, if anyone in here accepted you today, please be with them. Please show them the way. Lord, take everything we've heard today, let it just sink in. Let us go throughout our day today, loving and thanking you because you are amazing. In Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen.